T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I have a certain level of appreciation for people's comfort level when they not only are asking for help, but trolling us at the same time. I'm appreciative of this.
Okay.
Greg, the subject line, my roommate is a stripper, comes right out.
Hot, okay.
And then he goes, there, I said it. It's no big deal. Cinnamon is awesome. Stop it, you dopes. Her name's not Cinnamon. I'm like, are we best friends?
That's funny.
Her name's Kelly. She's clean. She's quiet, which he spelled quite. Way to go. Who's the dope now? She's clean, quiet, pays her rent on time. The issue is that my current girlfriend of 6 months, while aware that my roommate is female, does not know about her occupation.
Ah.
Sounds to me like P1's guard. Sounds like P1's guard. It's a P1's guard. Sounds like P1's guard. Sounds like we need some help on this one. I don't know why I have never told my girlfriend what my roommate does, but I haven't. I was about to, but then with perfect timing, we're on the 15, saw one of them signs.
Okay.
And with disgust in her voice and on her face, she said, and I'm envisioning it's like this, you don't go to those places, do you?
Oh, really?
No, I don't think it's probably that over the top, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, that she'd be like, ugh. They probably laughed. You know, they probably laughed about some wacky thing that they have on the Little Darling sign. got something wacky on the Little Darling sign. And he's like, and here's what's funny. He goes, no, I really don't. I really don't go to strip clubs. And to be clear, I do not get complimentary roommate lap dances at home either.
Well, thanks for the clarification, Greg.
It's important to know.
I guess so.
Why would I go to a strip club?
I think everybody asks it.
Yeah.
Is that the reason you're not going to strip clubs now? I mean, yeah.
He doesn't know how to tell her now.
Oh, God, you can't tell her now.
Can't you?
I don't want to, like, blow it up, but at the same time, I don't think you can tell her. If you tell her now.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't. No, continue.
Oh, no. If you tell her now, it's going to look like you were hiding it, and then she's going to be even more suspicious.
Oh, yeah.
If you just play it off like. And then when she figures it out, if you go, well, I thought that okay. You knew. Like, you I would just play it that way.
Are you and I friends?
Yeah.
Are you and I?
We are friends.
We've been friends for a long time now.
Yeah.
I think qualifies for a long time now.
Yep. Three and a half years of besties for life.
Solid 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
3.5 years.
Wow. How about that? No, does that qualify for a long time? Three and a half years?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, dude, I know you. If Buddy Bear was in this situation, your boyfriend,
and he was living with a stripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And didn't tell you. And then you found out later. Oh, the wrath of.
Wouldn't faze me.
Liar.
That is no.
You would totally call him a liar.
You know me. No, I would not. That does not bother me at all.
Okay. Have I not
First
been
of all,
here
I know,
last
buddy-
3.5 years?
I know that Buddy doesn't go, like, he'll go to strip clubs, but he doesn't do, like, all the strip club stuff when he's there.
So, oh, you're going to open that up.
Okay, yeah, so, why are you opening that can?
So he goes to strip clubs, but unlike the other boys, he doesn't get a lap dance.
He does not.
He goes there for the buffet.
They get really good drink deals. So they go to, I know that they go to the strip club. They just, he's not lap dance guy.
All right, let's stay focused here.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's two different things.
Yeah, that's... Come back in 20 minutes.
But back to what Chet was saying, and then Buddy later, after you discovering that he's been living with a stripper, says, oh, I thought you knew.
Yeah.
You're going to buy that.
But that's the defense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, though, is I feel like if you go and say it now, it's just going to, you're going to look like you were lying to her for 6 months.
I got to be honest. I say you burn the apartment down.
Yeah. Get rid of all the evidence.
I say you like, yeah, you torch that. You tell your roommate they've got 20 minutes to get their stuff.
And you grab as much as you can and
torch
leave.
That building. You make sure the insurance is up to date.
And then, yeah.
And you torch.
And you see her with a box full of stuff and an 8-inch heel struggling down the stairs.
Yeah, with the goldfish in the heel and the lucite heel.
Because if she finds out later that you didn't tell her, then you're really looking like you hid something.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm not Absolutely. Kidding. Get another roommate.
Yeah.
Soon. Move out. Yeah. Move in with your girlfriend. I don't care. Move in with your girlfriend now, tomorrow. Honey, I think it's time to take our relationship to the next level. Move in with your girlfriend and get out of it. What about your roommate? I don't even know who you're talking about. Like, that's it.
What was her name? Catherine? That's her name.
Cinnamon. Damn it.
Cinnamon.
Busted.
Darn it.
No, I mean, I can be honest that if 6 months in, if Buddy came to me and was like, hey, by the way, Kelly, who you like, you've sat on the couch with her a couple of times, had conversations and everything like that. She's actually a stripper. Didn't feel comfortable telling you about that 6 months ago when you started dating.
Because I knew how irrational you are.
Well, I guess you got to gauge your girlfriend. Some of us are very level-headed and we can handle things. So.
She's the female equivalent of this.
Parking's getting paid, but that little sucker from South Florida can't make a tick for his life.
She's the female equivalent of that.
Gotcha.
She goes to that. She goes from zero to clank off the upright, bonk off the crossbar to this.
I mean, how much money we gotta pay this sucker?
Wow.
Yeah. I'd probably just break up with her just because of that. Not even her irrational answer to stripper roommate.
I get the answer is, well, you just have to talk to her.
Yeah, but
or do you slip it in? Like, is that a thing? Like, you just like you're like, oh yeah, well, Kelly was working last night. I think she's looking for a new job over at, you know, what's another strip club? Crazy Horse 3. Like, I think she's looking for another job over at Crazy Horse 3 right now. And then if it comes up, you'd be like, oh, I just thought you knew. Like, that's how you do it. You have to disguise it. Like, throw it into a conversation and see if she picks up on it.
You're telling me that if the shoe is on the other foot and you're Greg's girlfriend, this flies with you.
I'm cool with it. I'm cool.
Since when?
Because I'm gonna trust. That's not a new thing. I've always trusted Buddy in his decision. So if Greg in this situation is Buddy, yeah, go for it. I don't care.
Am I wrong on this, Vince?
No. In all my years of manhood, the "oh, I thought you already knew" has never held water ever.
But as it pertains to Kayla,
I struggle with Kayla because we had the discussion about the guy who kissed the girlfriend's best friend because she was passed out New Year's, and Kayla was just, it was the most awful thing ever. Like, she can't trust her boyfriend in that situation, but for 6 months he didn't tell her that he was living with a stripper, and she's like, not a problem. Well, so it's just, I have difficulty with the dichotomy of it.
Maybe that's where I got that from.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, who are you?
I trust you until you break that trust. That's the difference.
That's not a breach of trust.
Well, if we're going back to the situation of the girl getting kissed on New Year's or kissing her best friend on New Year's, that's a breach of trust.
What if you find out that he gets lap dances all the time?
You're out, bro. I'm gonna torture buddy. Place then.
Well, then you might as well, then you know what? Then I'll bring the gas can, girl. You get the lighter. Wow. 702-364-9898. My roommate's a stripper, but I don't know how to tell my girlfriend. What do you do?
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
Don't ask how it all happened, but Lil Jeff just tagged in Nudia. And just like that, it's like producer shuffle. I want to bring you in on this because I know she'll have a great outlook on this. Sorry, buddy. I know. Pulled her in at the last second. No, you know what? Lil Jess is doing a really great thing. They got a zoning variance for her son.
Nice.
And she's going to send him to a better school.
I love that.
So she's going, and they got to make that switch over today, and she's the only one that can do it. And I'll tell you, she was like, I really hate missing the show. We're like, Get out.
You're a mom
super,
first.
Super, super important. Yeah.
Family first. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Because why are you doing this? So you can provide for the kid. Yeah. So, Nudia, thank you for coming in, first of all. We appreciate it.
No problem.
It. I don't know if you heard about it, if you heard the story.
Of course. Greg, I was listening.
Thank you for that as well. So Greg has been with his girlfriend for about 6 months. His roommate is a stripper. The girlfriend doesn't know. He was about to tell her, you know, they're getting to the point where he's kind of like, okay, I should probably let her in on all the secrets. And then, because he was kind of uncomfortable with it. And then the girlfriend, they're driving by on the 15. You see the sign. She's like, you don't go to those places, do you? Says it, you know, just like with disdain and disgust and judgment. And so now he's like, ah, because he can't. Now he doesn't want to tell her. So now what do you do? I say it's just like if you find a really big spider, just burn the whole thing down. Just don't even worry about it. Grab the stuff that you really care about and then just burn the place. Kayla says, no big deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything. I would just let it keep going. It's perfectly fine.
Oh, you wouldn't say anything.
I wouldn't say anything at all. If I was Greg in this situation, I wouldn't say anything at all and wait for it to uncover itself, I guess. Yeah. Like wait for everything to unfold. Because then eventually she's gonna find out and go, I didn't know that Kelly was a stripper.
No, she's not. She's gonna go, I didn't know Kelly was a stripper.
You assume that everyone's going to make that reaction. I feel like there are certain girls, like, I would make the reaction and go, I didn't know Kelly was a stripper.
This is the woman
that... I just assumed that you knew.
Yeah, but this is the woman that you're driving by on the 15 and she sees the sign, goes, you don't get anything, do you?
Well, he didn't lie, technically. He doesn't go to those places, according to his email, so...
Yeah, and he says he doesn't get, like, there's no... Which I don't think that happens anyway. How many of us truly bring our work home with us? You know what I mean?
What he really should have done was taken that opportunity right there when she asked him to unveil that message. In, you know what I mean? Like, he had that opportunity.
You don't go to those places, do you? No, because I have a stripper right there at home.
You know Kelly?
Yeah, I would choose to word it. I choose to word it a little bit different.
Okay, yeah. So Nudia, what do you do?
I'm with Kayla on this one.
You know, just let it unfold
I'm
by itself, right? Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
It's unanimous. It's unanimous. Nicole, just keep your yap shut, right?
Yeah. So my outlook on it is that it's actually nobody's business what his roommate does for a living. If she wants to be the one to tell people that she is a stripper, then that's her business. But as his roommate, that's really not his place to even tell anybody what she does for a living.
It is his business to tell his girlfriend.
Yeah.
No. I am married and I would tell you right now, I would not be upset if that were me.
No, my... Go ahead, finish.
It's not his place to be telling her that's what she does for a living.
Thank you, Nicole. By the way, I'm glad to know we have the coolest girls that listen to this show.
Yep.
Yeah. We're the coolest girls on the planet that listen to this show.
But in real world, they're not
that
cool.
That is the real world.
I'm trying to think.
Girls are as crazy as we like make ourselves out to be at times.
But I don't even think that's crazy. I just don't think it's crazy. I'm trying to think of what Amy's reaction would have been. She wouldn't have cared. She wouldn't have cared. She would have.
It's different if your roommate would have flirted. If you had a female roommate and she was like flirting with you all the time and Amy saw that. And then Amy found out, I guarantee Amy's a strong woman. She would have been like, listen, it doesn't make me comfortable, but whatever.
Amy stays over and she's walking around in her underwear.
Yeah. Like, that's the whole thing. If Amy found out later on that she was a stripper and she was constantly touching you and being flirty, it would be a completely different story.
I wouldn't have Amy.
This is very true.
what do I got to have Amy for if I got that working? If that's happening.
I do have a solution for Greg, though.
Stand by with that. It's totally unanimous right now. Bryce, go ahead.
Hey, man, you cannot tell her. I'm going to tell you why. There's two reasons you don't say anything. First reason, you're only 6 months in. And I don't know how long you've known his roommate. They could be, like, super cool friends, right? And secondly, if you tell her, oh, yeah, by the way, roommate's a stripper. How do you even bring that up in conversation?
Right.
At what point are you just at dinner and you're like, hey, you know Kelly? She's a stripper. How's your pride live? Like, no, not gonna happen. Well, there's no way to just casually bring that up.
Well, you say things like, "Hey, how do you get glitter out of the carpet?"
That's what you do. I was wondering. My entire apartment smells like cotton candy.
Yeah. How do I?
Oh, yeah, that's the reason, you know, my couch is just sparkly. Got it from the sparkle outwear, you know, just don't mind that.
But if you don't tell, isn't it worse?
No.
No, because if she ever finds out that she's a stripper, like, oh, did you know Kelly was a stripper? That means that her and Kelly and him were all kicking it, and she decided to bring up what she does for a living, or the girlfriend brought it up in conversation and passed it like, hey, what do you do? That's the only way this gets out.
You're the man. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for calling. Bryce, thank you.
All right, yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, bud.
Here's the one thing that we're also not bringing up. Then what happens if the girlfriend, if they are all together,
yeah,
and the roommate brings it up to the girlfriend, now the girlfriend's mad, and the roommate's like, what? Because Vicky, what's the big deal with being a stripper? You know, this is the one part we haven't gotten into. What's the big deal, right, Vicky?
Well, that's exactly my point, is that just because somebody strips for a living doesn't mean they're any different than your average administrative assistant in an office. When I was in college many years ago, I was a single parent with two children under the age of three, and I needed a roommate. And I met a girl at college who was dancing in order to put herself through school. Just because somebody dances for a living and takes off their clothes for a living doesn't mean that they have loose morals.
That's right.
Amen.
It just means that they have to have money to survive and make themselves better. And so what somebody does for a living is not who they are.
True story. When I first moved here, there was a girl that I knew in Seattle that would come down here on the weekends, and she would, especially for a CES or whatever. Oh my God. She would make so much money. She is now the last I'd heard. I haven't heard from her in 10, 12 years, but she literally was one of the most successful interior designers in Dallas, Texas.
Wow. Oh, really?
And she literally was stripping in Vegas to put herself through school.
That's awesome.
That was the story I got, and I was going.
When I worked in Lake Tahoe as a dealer, we had teachers that would come down on their holidays to make extra money because they didn't make enough money as teachers. Does that make them bad because they're working in gaming and then they're going back and teaching people?
It makes them awesome.
And then they're going back and teaching small children? No.
No.
What you do to make your money has no bearing on who you are.
Sure. Okay, final thought then. Spence says he has the solution. Go.
Very simple. You bring it up to her. You don't let this thing fester because she finds out later she could get upset. You simply say, hey, I want to make sure because we've 6 months now, we're in it for the long haul. I want to let you know that Kelly does dance for a living. And I didn't tell you because number one, she doesn't like people knowing. And number two, I didn't want you to have any misconceptions or preconceived notions. I wanted to give you the opportunity to get to know her because I live with her. So I want to make sure you're aware. And I'm sorry I didn't tell you before. But she's awesome. You know how awesome she is. Problem solved.
Yep. Yeah. And the fact that we only have a one-bedroom apartment, don't let that bother
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.